We've got some guys that are on the ballot coming up. Your thoughts on maybe some other guys that you guys had a chance to either play with or watch or coach or maybe making it, getting that yellow jacket like you had?
Well, the only one you didn't mention was Lester.
That's right. I forgot about Lester, right?
But for me, there's several guys that I think I can't believe are not in.
How come Tom Flores is not in this Hall of Fame? You win two Super Bowls, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. There's something wrong with that.
But playing with Lester, I think that, he had a great year, that one year, especially when his MVP had all those interceptions. He changed the rules. They took away the stick-em because of Lester.
One of the wrongdoings of the Hall and the National Football League is they do not let former Hall members have a vote that's significant. They really ought to tap into our experience because we've been there. We know exactly who is good and who has that extra level.
Tim should be in the Hall of Fame. When you look at all the other receivers who credentials are not as good as his, his stats are not as good as his, so... But they get overlooking the guy. The guy should have went in the first ballot. The same year that Jerry Rice went in, Tim Brown should have went in. No question about it. Because I see him practice. I see him work. I see every game.
How come Ken Stabler's not in the Hall of Fame? How come Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame? How come Cliff Branch is not in the Hall of Fame? Cliff Branch helped change the way the game is played. The guy put his foot, his print on the National Football League. There's so many guys that are Raiders that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and something needs to be done.